Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will. The top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, as viewed by the folks who are on the DJV program, Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And because Jennifer is off for Thanksgiving, we're joined by my friend John Harper from WMEL down on the Space Coast in Florida. He always has great, pithy things to say. A great addition to the countdown info when we have him here. So I think what I'm going to do is go through, I do this, try to approach this differently every week so that we don't fall into a pattern. The people list has Andrew Cuomo on it. Number 9 is Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Number 8 is Ron DeSantis. 7, Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump is 6. Daryl Brooks is 5. Ahmaud Arbery is number 4. Kyle Rittenhouse is 3. Jerome Powell is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. So there, that's that overview. On the story side, immigration, the situation at the borders is at 10 in terms of what's been talked about this past week, according to Talkers Research. The Cuomo investigation, that's really, the whole thing is mondo bizarro as far as I'm concerned with that. Thanksgiving is number 8. The Charlottesville jury awards damages story, 7. January 6th is 6. Let's see here. Crime and violence. I think the parade tragedy is really where people's head is when it comes to that, when it comes to that situation, when it comes to that story or that storyline. Voter legislation number 4. The Rittenhouse verdict number 3. COVID and the usual at 2. And the economy number 1. Okay, so let's start with number 3, because that's a new one this week. The announcement of the acquittal happened late last week of Rittenhouse, and what that means in terms of gun and gun violence. Is gun violence in our country an American epidemic? I think that's a reasonable, legitimate question to ask after this. I saw a research paper this week where a lot of experts examined the history of our country with guns, the impact of gun violence, and maybe what can be done going forward to mitigate the problem. So let's see. Victoria, you want to start with that, with any thoughts that you had with regard to Rittenhouse? I know we've been on the DJV program. It's the kind of, I don't want to say the usual, but there's a conflict that is, once again, based on politics. Rittenhouse has made this impact on the right, and he's everywhere, and isn't it wonderful for gun rights and yada yada yada, which I think is complete nonsense. But
the gun rights aspect of it, but what does honestly just disgust me is that Marjorie Taylor Greene has already said she wants to propose that Kyle Rittenhouse be given the Congressional Gold Medal.
Yeah,
for
that's not
going. No, my.
The fact that that's, but see, that's, and I know she just loves to be in the headlines, and I think she's just a ridiculous person. But the fact that she's even proposing this is, and has support from her supporters, it just shows how incredibly divided. I don't even think this is a gun rights issue. This is just now, it's so much more of a political issue. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse is no saint by any stretch of the imagination. He did not belong there. He lied. I mean, he's just, should he have been charged with murder? Technically, no. He was, the jury did the right thing in terms of that verdict, but it was a very emotional verdict for most of the country. And for him to be deified, and that's they have Matt Gaetz and that Gozer guy are fighting over who's going to have Kyle Rittenhouse as an intern. I mean, and then he meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and now Marjorie Greene wants to give him the Congressional Gold Medal, and she says the reason that she wants to do that is that he went into this area, that he protected the community of Kenosha during a Black Lives Matter riot, which is not true.
None of that's true.
And then that's a complete... But see, but everybody on the right who supports him and supports her, that's fully what they believe.
But how do we get this misinformation? How does this get so distorted, this story? And you can say, well, how do we have the right story, you have the wrong story. John, well, how's this playing on the Space Coast WMEL?
Well, it's playing just as you kind of described, Doug, throughout the country, here on the Space Coast and in the state of Florida. This guy has been made to be a rock star,
mm-hmm.
and it's simply amazing. I think Victoria had it nailed right on the head in the fact that it's become very political, very divided in our nation, and I'm very concerned about the feelings that both sides have on this issue, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No,
I think you're right about that. Jay, how's it playing down where you are in Nashville?
It's kind of similar where you have people on different sides. I think that the media is an issue in the story. Social media is an issue because you have people looking at other people's opinions online and not doing their own research. There are still people that believe that the people who were shot and killed by Rittenhouse, he is not a murderer by any means. I agree with the verdict as well. And I agree also that he is not a hero. Just because he's not a murderer does not mean
right.
he's not a hero.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that still believe that they were black victims, that this was not during riots, that Kyle Rittenhouse hunted these people down. That is not the case. And that is the false narrative that people are still getting online.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. It is trending, though. Excuse me. No question about that. All right, when we continue, we'll move to the other trial. I suppose we ought to talk about the Arbery trial to a point. Well, I don't know. I don't want to give it too much time. Anybody got anything to say about it other than what the obvious is?
Well, I do think that the jury did the right thing. And again, you know, a lot of people are, I saw something over the weekend where someone said, oh, well, that's what happens when you have an all-black jury. It was an all-white jury, except for one black juror. And so, it's this misinformation that we just can't seem to get away from. One of the things that I think is really telling is that the district attorney down there has now been charged, because remember initially these three guys hunted Ahmaud Arbery down and they weren't arrested for over a month. It was a month and a half or 2 months and they weren't arrested. Everyone knew who they were. The one guy was a former cop. And so everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, why are there no arrests being made? And it turns out that it's because the Attorney General has now been charged, and she's probably going to lose her law license, she's going to lose her career, because she basically discouraged an arrest from happening, because she knew the guy who was the former cop. So it's very corrupt. It makes a lot of sense when you roll back the timeline of what actually happened. We know this man, Ahmaud Arbery, was jogging through this neighborhood. He was hunted down by three guys. One guy filmed it, and he ended up being the one who squealed first. And the whole thing was just a mess, and everyone was wondering, well, wait a minute, how are no arrests being made? We know who the three suspects are. It was just, it just felt like an abomination of justice, and so I think a lot of people feel that the right thing was done, and the jury verdict was correct. But, you know, it's just so many layers of corruption. It's disgusting.
Some people wonder, I think I've said any number of times lately on the DJV program, that I think the Black Lives Matter thing is an overcorrection. And that may be, that's how I feel in general. But then on the plane coming out to California this week, I saw a movie about a black family that it was being chased down as they were going. It was a story about churches and what church was in what community, and how in the late 40s and early 50s, the police in the South would now, you know, a certain amount of Hollywood, there's an influence of Hollywood here, there's no question about it. Excuse me, but to see the way the police are presented in this movie as going after and hunting down and actually killing blacks at that, you know, down in these backwoods areas of Mississippi and Alabama, it gives you cause to think. It really does. Woof. All right, 15 after the hour, we'll continue with a focus on the election. Yes, we're still talking about the election right after this.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, 18 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly get-together of the DJV folks. And because Jennifer's not here, we're joined by John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast talking about the items that are in the top 10. You can get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. So with regard to number four, voter legislation, I thought it was interesting. This Ohio County official who denied knowing about the attempted breach of the election network. This is John Hammercheck, president of the Lake County Board of Commissioners. So, Jay, you're from that neck of the woods in Ohio. What's it? Do you remember the first time you voted there? Did you vote for the first time in that in Ohio?
I did. I don't remember actually voting, but I do remember getting registered to vote. Whoever it was, the mayor at the time, or they were going to be running for mayor, was going door to door to introduce himself to everybody in the community. And he came up, and I had just turned 18, just became eligible to vote, and he helped me get registered. And I just always remember that.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, and now it's turned around. What's the issue here, Victoria, in terms of the election fraud? There's some connection to Mike Lindell, and I'm trying to figure that out.
So what happened is, as we know, Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame has been very vocal about, you know, the stolen election and all this alleged election fraud, which has never been substantiated. And so he's been going on these national tours and having these symposiums. I mean, they're basically rallies. And so at two of his rallies, there was a private laptop that was plugged into the network inside this guy Hammercheck's government office on May 4th. And so they did a routine traffic check and with this laptop, and essentially it was captured by the computer, and it was circulated at this Mike Lindell cyber symposium on election fraud. And essentially you can't plug a private laptop into election data, take the laptop away, and then go play it at some, like, MyPillow convention. That's to me, the biggest fraud is that. That's the biggest election fraud that we've had so far, are these two different instances where someone who was working in, I forget what other state it was, Colorado, I think, when they literally allowed workers to come right in and take data with them. I mean, that's the real fraud. It's not who's illegally voting. That's the real fraud.
Food for thought at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, if you will, a review of the hot hits from the perspective of talk experts, the people that are on my DJV program every day. Victoria Keevan is here, Jay Kirshner. John Harper joins us from WMEL. He's here from time to time. I like hearing his voice. I enjoy his thought process, and so he knows what's going on in the minds of people that listen to his programs in Central Florida. It's a pretty good bellwether of what people are thinking around the country. So happy to have him here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Jay, you have some comments from the various social sites that we have, all at DJV Show, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So you asked some questions. The mac and cheese debate for Thanksgiving. That's a pretty important one.
This was a big debate that basically broke the internet. It all started with New England Pats defensive end Matt Judon, who loves Thanksgiving and was asked about what he was going to have on the menu. And all he wanted to talk about was the fact that people need to stop putting mac and cheese on their Thanksgiving dinner tables. It almost broke the NFL. It broke the internet. And people feel very passionately about this. I think it's a Southern thing. I didn't even know that mac and cheese was an option for Thanksgiving until moving to the South. And now we have it. We had it yesterday. Right. But 84% of people on at DJV Show socials said, absolutely not. Get that crap off the table. Where 16% either said, sure, why not? Or, yes, it should be on the table.
I think if you're going
I've to, never heard of it. That until just now.
Really?
Never heard of mac and cheese. I know, Doug, you and I are you know, up in the North, and so it's just not something that comes up here. But, yeah, I mean, when I think of mac and cheese, I think of barbecue. So maybe it's a Southern holdover because of good Southern barbecue, and mac and cheese is always one of the sides, and maybe that just gets extended into Thanksgiving. But that is
strange. Our mac and cheese did come from a barbecue place down here.
There you go.
One of we have here a few of the haunts that we go to regularly here in Los Angeles has a mac and cheese, but it's sort of a fried in the fryolator mac and cheese, and it's actually kind of yummy.
Like a fried ball? Like a ball of mac and cheese? Kind of, yeah.
Oh, those things are good.
Yeah,
those are probably really bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, here in Florida, I've never heard of it up until this week with the controversy that's going on. It has never, ever been on the menu of anybody that I know here in the state of Florida or anywhere. I've never heard of it.
All right, so there you go. We're, we're running against the grain, it would seem, all of us. Okay, next item, a little more serious, the three who were found guilty in the Arbery case. What are people saying about that?
Everybody was in agreement that the verdict was correct. Lori Howerton said justice is served. Colleen Smith chimed in, justice done right. Dan Myers commented that he's with the jury on this one. Arbery wasn't a physical threat to anyone until he was under attack. There was no need for confrontation.
All right, what I'm most interested in is what the collective has decided on the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, because we've been talking a lot about our feelings. What are the listeners saying?
Yeah, most people were in agreement with the jury. Very, very few said that that kid should fry. There was a comment, again, misinformed about him hunting down black people. That was not the case. Tommy Perez commented that judge should be praised for his knowledge of the law. We need more judges like him. Winifield Jeremy can't wait for Rittenhouse to sue every media outlet and public figure who labeled him a white supremacist. And Diana Julian calls Rittenhouse a vigilante and questions if this will encourage others to become vigilantes as well.
Absolutely, it will.
That is a good conversation to be having.
Interesting that two-thirds, at least, of the comments, two out of three of the comments that you read for us, were supportive of him. So maybe are we on the wrong side of this, or are we just we have a different point of view? I don't know.
Well, you can agree with the verdict.
The law, right?
Yeah, you can agree with the verdict and support the law. All of the before stuff, well, he shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 all that stuff, that's almost more moral-based. It's when it's in terms of what happened in court, the trial itself, I am with the jury on this one, and I think we all kind of are in agreement of that part of the fact, that he is not a hero. He's not a murderer.
No.
But he's
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governments around the world are quickly responding to a new COVID-19 variant, first reported in South Africa.
President Biden issuing a travel ban to restrict incoming travel from South Africa and 7 other countries beginning Monday as concerns over the new Omicron coronavirus variant continue. Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases. Tell CNN this is a variant we need to be concerned about.
Clearly is a variant of concern. That notches it right up there. They're concerned about how rapidly it is spreading. They're concerned whether it causes more severe disease. And, of course, they're concerned about whether our current vaccines will protect against it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News. After months of heat waves and drought, weather in the Pacific Northwest has flipped to flooding rain and gusty storms. Forecasters say stormy conditions in the northwestern U.S. is expected to continue with not one but two storms heading for the region. Forecasters say northwestern Washington in particular could be the hardest hit area in the U.S. A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Lysvannaya coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials. The rescuer was found as operations continued at the coal mine after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. Officials say the explosion may have been caused by methane gas. The victims of the coal mine explosion suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case. 43 miners have been hospitalized, with four of them listed in serious condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. The cozy season is here. And I reference that because that is how some people refer to the aftermath. The Thanksgiving season opens up the door to the cozy time of the year. So we'll maybe talk a little bit about that. Is it really the cozy season for you? Are you feeling good about the end of the year? If you're a retailer, we talk about Black Friday and the reality that by the time you get here, from now until the end of the year, that's where you make your money. And that really is kind of a stark reality as to what's going on in American business. But it's been that way for quite a long time. That's how Black Friday gets started. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend John Harper, who's in from WMEL in the Space Coast area of Florida, with his thoughts on the things that are in the story list this week. Victoria Keelan, who's from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner, who is also a DJVer, here to put the, you know, this is the ancillary, this is the companion piece to the official countdown show that I do every week with Michael Harrison. So we're going through some of the items here. At number five, the parade tragedy. I think that's the most important thing when it comes to crime and violence this week, isn't it? What happened there and how do these things happen in general? That's what people want to know. Yeah. How do these things happen? Isn't that what people?
Well, how does a guy get out on bail for only $1,000 when he had had a long rap sheet and he had already attempted to run over the mother of his child with his car? Then 2 days later, he plows into an entire parade of people and just to escape. And he was fleeing the scene of a knife fight, so he was in a separate domestic violence issue. And so he was fleeing that scene and then caused this horrible tragedy. It's just, you know, you have to wonder. We have people who are stuck in jail for, you know, minor marijuana possessions who can't make bail, and then this guy is out on $1,000 bail and then goes and kills people. It's very backwards.
Yeah, it really is.
Go ahead, John.
It's just a tragic situation all around as far as what went on with this incident during that parade. And it I think goes back to what we were all talking about at the start of the show as far as guns, gun violence, and the way in which our society is now looking at guns. And it seems like the nerve has been opened or reopened, perhaps, and it occurred, I think, a couple of years ago by Donald Trump, and it seemed to legitimize a lot of these issues that are taking place. And he brings the kid from Wisconsin into his home and makes him a rock star. And the kid is on other shows, but my point is, it goes to say that, as we mentioned, the country very much divided, and I don't see that going away anytime soon. And where that's going to end, I think nobody knows, and it's wide open for further debate on that.
Well, I have a friend who's an astrologer, and if you believe in astrology or what it is all about, she has predicted the next 2 years are going to be a rough and tumble time in America, and then it sorts itself out, whatever, however that happens. You know, there are some people who are promoting literally the violence that would lead to a civil war. There are that many crazy people in this country,
right.
And you know, they want everybody to think the way they do. And that's always, that never works. Even if you were to go to war and you saw what happened after the Civil War, things still aren't straightened out as far as Black America is concerned. And it's, you know, we're
right.
Talking about 150 years ago. And there still is this prejudice, this hatred, this disrespect for people just because they have a different color skin. I have said on the air many times, I think the Black Lives Matter thing has overcorrected at this point. We better take a breath, because if you keep pushing on things like that, that does result. I mean, there are certain things that are so obvious that needed to be corrected, and the addressing of that is something that we're doing, I think, as a country, as a culture. But there's another side to it that kind of makes me wonder whether we aren't hurting the cause more because we're pushing too hard. Some elements of that, I think, hold some sustenance in terms of...
No doubt about it. Absolutely.
What's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the business of crime, I had something here that I thought was worth our time for a moment. There's the story of a federal grand jury that held Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart distributing pain pills in two Ohio counties. They were charged with being reckless, and they were found responsible. This is the opioid thing. You know, it's been going on. Pharmacies distributing, in this case, 80 million prescription painkillers in one county alone over a four-year period. Good God. And then there was another county, 61 million pills, where this is all in Ohio, Jay. Lake County is where I think you're from, right?
No,
no. County? No? Where are you
no,
from?
No, we're from Lorain County, Lorain right by County. Cuyahoga County, like just west of Cleveland.
Right. I'm trying to remember where Trumbull
but
County
is. But this isn't just in Ohio, though. I mean,
no,
right now this case pertains to Ohio. But,
right.
You know, down in West Virginia, there was one county that had a very small population, I forget the exact number, but 75 million opioid pills and prescriptions were filled in this one county that only had thousands of people in it. 75 million. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to see. Now, naturally, CVS and Walgreens and everybody else is coming forward saying, you know, this, we don't agree with the verdict and this isn't our fault and we're filling prescriptions that doctors are writing. I think that, you know, this is such a complicated issue, and the pharmaceutical companies, I think, that really are the ones that people should be going after, because they're
really,
the ones who...
You really think this is that complicated? I don't see it as being very complicated.
Well, it is, because if you think about, like, the sort of chain of command, right, you go to the doctor, You say, I have some pain in my back or whatever, and so they prescribe an opioid because the pharmaceutical rep has visited them, and in a lot of cases, as you know, as we know, pharmaceutical reps give big, extravagant enticements. Mm-hmm. Sometimes college tuitions for children are paid off, golf clubs, golf trips, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And there's actually a website, you can look it up, I forget the name of it now, but you can see what your doctor has gotten from pharmaceutical companies. And then, so the doctors write the prescriptions because they've been assured by the pharmaceutical companies that these are very safe and non-addictive, and then it's the pharmacist's job to fill the prescription. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for the pharmacies, because how are they supposed to override what your doctor tells you is right for you?
The pharmacist can't ask the person all these questions, like, are you sure you
they're not allowed to.
Yeah,
right.
They can't ask that.
Yep. But the other side, the reason that these three chains are being held accountable is because they were colluding with, that's pretty obvious. I mean, this sort of reminds me of
the sheer volume alone.
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of payola back when you and I were disc jockeys, John. And the other thing isn't just doctors that get paid off. I remember there was a big scandal with car dealers getting paid off, depending on where they were selling cars and what they were using for incentives and how they looped people in. Corruption has been part of almost any American business that has existed since World War II. And this is just the latest example. But the reality here is that the drug companies are so powerful. They have so much money. Look at the influence that they have on our entertainment time. Watch a television program and you tell me that in each spot set, on any major network, any major television program, you don't see at least one spot for a drug company. It's not possible because
they're the only ones with money, right, to pay for all the advertising.
Right. Yeah.
Watch the 6:30 network news on any of the networks, and it's one spot after another for drug companies. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and also they know their target too, because that's an older audience watching the 6 o'clock news. So these are not necessarily drugs for younger people. They're reaching their target audience,
which is a comment in and of itself about what people know and how they get their news. You're right; the demos are older. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show on our official list for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers is a focus on immigration reform, what's going on at the borders, etc. Number 9, the Cuomo investigation and developments there. Number 8, Thanksgiving and the fun, the weather, etc. Number 7, the Charlottesville jury and what they awarded this week. Number 6, the investigation continuing into the January 6th episode in Washington. Number 5, an overview of violence and crime and this parade tragedy that took place. Number 4, race relations and what's going on with voters. Rittenhouse, that whole business, wow. And the Arbery trial, two of those, very important. Number 3, for discussion purposes. Number 2, COVID. Number 1 this week, the economy and inflation. So 10 stories this week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The border crisis, what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border. We'll spend some time on that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview of the top 10 people that have been discussed. Their relationship to these stories is certainly important. At number 10, Andrew Cuomo. At number 9, Roger Stone and Alex Jones. There's a pair for you. Ron DeSantis is number 8 on the list. Kevin McCarthy, 7. At number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5, Daryl Brooks. At number 4, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 3, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 2, Jerome Powell, and number 1 is Joe Biden. So that's a list. A few new. That's sort of what's interesting about what we do here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, because the names change more than the stories do from week to week. But anyway, that's for Thanksgiving week, the overview on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so number 10 on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine. Again, you can get the charts for the week of November 22nd to the 26th. Well, you can get all the charts every week at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. The border crisis, I don't like that word, it's so overused. But the number of migrants crossing into our country this year alone is at a 20-some-odd-year high. The new encounters, people coming who have gotten across the border, numbers 180,000. So where are they going? Nobody knows. What are they doing? Nobody knows. Well, they're taking jobs that Americans say that they don't want to do, or at least that's what that's kind of what the logic is for letting them in, it would seem. So how, you're the closest to the border, the southern border. Remember when Cubans came into Miami and that influenced, it really influenced the culture of the entire South Florida peninsula. So what
sure
kind of, yeah, I mean, you don't, we keep talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, but what about Florida and people that are coming in? There's no, the border's porous. You come in on a boat, get off a boat anywhere, Clearwater, and
like,
go
see,
wherever you want to go.
I feel like, in my mind, I feel like it's more difficult to do that in Florida than
no.
it is along, you know, walking along,
no.
you know, between
no.
Mexico and...
Nope, not at all.
No, it still goes on all the time, and... the deal is, once we get their feet in the sand here in the state of Florida, they're allowed to come on in. But if the government catches them in their boats and they have not set foot ashore, then they are turned back. But it's still going on. It's very heavy. It hasn't changed. And now you've got the Haitian situation as well.
Yeah. People don't realize, if you're not down south, although I think in some of the big cities up north, there's more. You can't find. I got into a cab at LAX the other night. I couldn't understand one word the driver. I don't even know where he was from because it was dark. I couldn't tell. But I couldn't understand a word that he said. And as a result, he drove me around in circles. I kept telling him where to go, and he kept, oh, no, this way, you know, that kind of stuff. And so there's a
right.
certain amount of scamming going on with some of these guys. They're very clever. All right, so Thanksgiving and the aftermath, the big sales that are on. One of the things that I thought was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, the price of the dollar store items is no longer a dollar. The average is a buck and a quarter on most of the products. And so you wonder about all these dollar general, dollar this, dollar that. And all the crap that's in these stores is made in China. Do they still maintain their dominance? I mean, what's the difference between a buck and a quarter, I suppose we could ask, right?
Well, I think between $1 and $1.25, some people are still going to prefer going to those stores. But I've heard a lot of people here in Florida talking about the fact that why should they go to a dollar store when the price is the same as they'll be able to get at any other store. So I think it has hurt them here, at least in the state of Florida, the way people are thinking here.
Yeah, I don't have much. I don't give much support. They're not advertisers, and even if they were, I wouldn't give them much support. I just think the crap that they sell, all the Chinese stuff, does nothing but hurt Americans working and otherwise. Yeah. And they say, well, where you can buy it anywhere else, you just prove that you can buy it elsewhere. Thank
right.
you. John Harper from
right.
WMEL, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. It's time for us, that is you and me and Victoria, to go through the top five items in the world of technology as part of our weekend overview. And so we have five items here. We'll count them down from five to number one. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Doug Steffen, FCC approving a Verizon track phone acquisition. Not good for the consumer, it would seem.
Actually, no. This is the reason that the FCC, which we know under this current administration, the FCC is not exactly friendly to monopolies or to mergers and things that, you know, really reduce competition in the marketplace. So this one was kind of a surprising headline, but the FCC did approve a $6 billion Verizon and TracFone acquisition, which pairs. TracFone is the largest reseller of wireless devices in the U.S., and they have 20 million subscribers and 90,000 retail locations. And so Verizon's acquisition as the largest wireless provider has now merged these two together. And the reason that the FCC said that they were okay with this is because they're requiring Verizon to make several consumer protection agreements with the FCC as part of the deal. And so I guess when you have Verizon over the barrel, you better take advantage of it, and it looks like the FCC did. Verizon has promised to continue its participation in the Lifeline subsidy program for at least another 7 years, and then that essentially provides cellular service and accessories to low income areas around the country, and to low income people. And then Verizon also has to provide cost-effective 5G devices and services to the Lifeline customers. So meaning they can't just get stuck with, you know, the old iPhone or the old Samsung. They have to have current 5G devices at that same cost-effectiveness. And so Verizon has to submit semi-annual reports describing how it's complying with these restrictions. This is going to be, you know, there's a lot of oversight on Verizon with this. Last Thursday, the California Public Utility Commission approved the deal as well, and you know California is also pretty strict when it comes to this stuff. Now the California regulators required Verizon's TracFone to participate in the Lifeline program for 20 years. So between California and the FCC, Verizon may make more money on this, but they're still going to have to hold up their end of the bargain, which I think is very fair.
Number four, FBI and other government agencies entering into the holiday ransomware business.
Yeah, this is for companies and consumers. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, C-I-S-A, and the FBI are urging public and private sector organizations to remain extra vigilant during the holiday shopping season. So they have, on the company level, they have insisted that, you know, companies have IT security workers available on weekends and holidays, so you're not just sitting around after a hack happens and you've got to wait for, you know, IT to come back into the office on Monday. So that's one thing that's, you know, really important, is being able to get on top of these attacks as soon as possible. They also want them to implement multi-factor authentication for administrative and other accounts, because we know a lot of leaked passwords and old accounts have been hacked into. And so, and again, for shoppers, for consumers, be so hyper vigilant this season, because this is, any type of holiday season is going to be just a haven for hackers and malicious cyber actors. So make sure that, you know, you are double-checking things, you're not falling for any phishing scams, don't open suspicious emails. If you get an email from a company that doesn't normally email you, go right to their website, don't open the email, things like that, and just make sure you're really careful.
Number three, as we count down to number one.
So GoDaddy suffered a security breach that gave an attacker access to more than a million email addresses belonging to people who use GoDaddy to run their websites. So here's another example. If you are a GoDaddy customer, they say that they're going to be notifying you directly if you've been affected. Get ahead of it. If you are a GoDaddy customer, go log in and change your password and make sure that you are monitoring your credit reports. That's super important. You can sign up for Credit Karma. It's free. They'll let you know if someone is opening stuff in your name.
Number two.
So a federal grand jury in New York this week indicted two Iranian nationals on charges related to a cyber-based disinformation campaign to undermine voter confidence and sow discord in the 2020 election here in the U.S. Essentially, they were threatening physical injury to thousands of voters and members of the Proud Boys. They sort of pretended that they were the Proud Boys. And so if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you were threatened with physical violence. So they luckily, they tracked them down and they indicted them. They're in custody now in New York.
Number one, number of attorneys general launching an Instagram investigation.
Yep, Instagram, owned by Facebook, now called Meta, they're under investigation to see if they really do have negative effects from Instagram on young kids. We already know the answer to this, but we'll see how they get fined.
Thank you. Yep. Yes is the answer. All right, Victoria, good. Thanks. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.